Lesson 2, Mastering Sample Sessions. Coaching services are unique. You will quickly develop your own unique style of coaching and enrolling ideal clients. Give yourself time to discover your own approach. Look for what energizes you and your practice. The best way for prospective clients to understand what your coaching can do for them is to experience an actual session with you. Sample sessions are a natural, no-cost way for you to enroll new clients. A sample session is a real, not practice, coaching session where the valuable process of coaching is demonstrated to your prospect by coaching around an actual agenda of the prospect's choice. Because your focus is on listening to and connecting with your potential clients, giving sample sessions doesn't feel like marketing or sales. If it's your goal to fill your coaching practice with one-to-one coaching clients, it's possible to do that simply by giving 1 to 2 sample sessions or consults to new prospects every week. A consult is a slightly different enrollment process than a sample session. It is a short discovery conversation with an already warmed-up prospect. The goal is to uncover overarching goals and discuss possible strategies that can be achieved through coaching with you. Experienced coaches often offer a consult rather than a full sample session to prospects. Once you've targeted a niche market and have systems in place to build a pre-qualified leads list, you may decide to shift to giving consults. Because targeted prospects already know, like, and trust you, they come to consult ready to buy. For new coaches, sample sessions are the best approach to enroll clients so that you build coaching skills. Give as many sample sessions as you can every week. This is the way to enroll clients quickly. How the sample session works. Before you offer a sample session, engage in powerful conversations with people. These could be colleagues, people you meet at a networking event, while waiting in line at the bank, or just about anywhere. Listen intently. Ask questions and show genuine interest in the person. Connect rather than perform. When you are genuinely interested, you'll find that people naturally share specific challenges they are facing and goals that they want to achieve. In those details, you will recognize ways that your coaching may be of benefit to them. Be yourself. Stay relaxed and don't rush in. When it seems appropriate, offer a sample coaching session as a way to easily uncover what they really want and how to get there. Use their language. Weave in things you've heard them say about their challenges and goals. Reassure them that there is no cost or obligation and that you are sure they will benefit from the experience. And they will either be interested in you or they won't. Don't push or take it personally if they're not. If they show enthusiasm, make an appointment in the near future for a sample session, by phone or in person. If the timing is right and the environment is suitable, have the sample session right there. You'll be amazed how, even when sitting next to someone on an airplane, there is enough privacy for a sample session. Some of the best business-building opportunities occur in a non-business setting. When you give your prospective client their session, remember to listen more than you talk. Review the section on coaching skills and use a simple coaching model as a guideline. When you've completed the session, ask, "What are you taking away from this session?" This helps them understand how and why coaching is valuable to them and why they would want more experiences like this. It also provides you with important feedback. Often, that question will naturally lead them to ask for details about your services, such as your fee and how coaching works. Be sure that you directly invite them to work professionally with you. Sometimes people are just waiting to be asked to take the next step. If you do not, it may look as if you don't value your services and you might miss the opportunity to enroll a new client. You might say, "You are exactly the type of client who experiences success with this process, and I'd enjoy working with you. Would you like to continue with more powerful conversations to achieve your goals?" Be specific. When you have been hired, let them know how you work both verbally and through your welcome packet. See supporting documents. Remember to set up and firmly establish the co-creative relationship. See Lesson 3, Co-Creating the Relationship. And once you've received their fee, begin the coaching relationship on an agreed-upon schedule for ongoing sessions. Now celebrate. You've got a client. Acknowledge this accomplishment and allow its energy to fuel you and your practice. Letting go of outcome. If a prospect does not hire you, it's not necessarily about you. We can never know the path of another person. In fact, there is a more than probable chance that their decision not to hire you had nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. Trust that the session was truly valuable for them and for you. The important thing to do now is to establish a non-intrusive way to stay in touch with them, add value, and further develop the relationship you have just established. We'll talk more in depth on this topic in Lesson 15, Gaining Visibility and Credibility. Gaining the desired results. Here's what you gain as a result of giving these sample sessions. Experience. You are a more experienced coach than you were before the session. You become more masterful each time you coach. Public relations. Your prospective client now knows more about the value of coaching and your coaching services than they did before. Referrals. They might refer someone to you or share their enthusiasm about the coaching session they had with you. Building your network. You now have another prospect on your leads list so that you can promote future programs and products. Months or even years later, they may call and hire you. It's not useful to spend a lot of time and energy stewing about what did or did not happen in your sample session. It's wise not to get hung up on your conversion rate, how many prospects you convert to clients. Look at each sample session as an opportunity to connect with someone interesting, use and develop your coaching skills, and get the word out about the value of coaching with you. Having done this, it's time to move on to the next opportunity. The more individuals you touch with your coaching, the better coach you will be and the more lives you will enhance. What makes coaching so effective? Coaching is a co-creative relationship. There's no authority figure, no dependence. Both you and your client use all of your knowledge, resources, skills, and intuition to problem solve on the client's behalf. Coaching is a support system that provides the client with an accountability partner, safe opportunities for meaningful dialogue, new perspectives and expanded options, inspiration and motivation, potential solutions, and next steps. Coaching can promote big shifts in thinking. This creates forward movement towards goals, plus the continuity of the weekly session builds a foundation of trust. Coaching is an investment, not a necessity. No one needs coaching. Anyone can benefit from it if they choose it for themselves. When a client enrolls with a coach, they value themselves enough to invest in a process that will help them become who they want to be more quickly. It's magical. When two or more people focus positively on a vision, the result is synergy, dynamic, forward-moving energy. This is more possible through coaching than it is in many other professional relationships because the coach holds no agenda other than the client's. Hiring your own coach. If you want to be able to articulate the true value of coaching to potential clients, experience it for yourself. There's nothing like coaching. Once you've had the experience of having a coach, you'll feel even more confident about enrolling your own clients. Choose your own coach in the same way that your own clients do, through a sample session or consult. Get a referral from someone you trust, or find qualified coaches through a coach referral website. www.coachfederation.org/find-a-coach or www.coachesandmentors.com. In either case, hire a coach that's the right fit for you and who can model success in coaching. Who are your clients? Anyone can be your client, but not everyone will be your ideal client. Think about how you choose professional relationships. You feel comfortable with your doctor, lawyer, and massage therapist, or you wouldn't come back to them. To find them, you were probably given a referral. You like their style. You trust them. Most likely, you didn't even check their credentials. Most people don't. You based your decision to work with them on your experience with them. The same is true in coaching. Your clients will choose to hire you because they like who you are and the way you interact with them. Now, here's a radical concept. Choose your clients. Yes, that's right. If you choose your clients, you will fill your practice with individuals you enjoy, and you'll have a thriving business. See your ideal client profile in supporting documents. The sample session is a great way to determine if your prospective client is a good fit for you. They, of course, will also be deciding if you're the right coach for them. If for some reason you realize that you and this individual are not the best fit, refer them to another coach. Don't be afraid to do this. Letting go of a client who isn't right for you will open up other opportunities. Referring clients to the best resource for them is a sign of professionalism. It may take some experience with various clients to determine who your most ideal clients are, You'll notice your preferences about who you like to coach almost immediately when you start giving sample sessions. Here's an ideal client tip. If you're not sure who your ideal clients are, start with yourself. What aspects of yourself would make you an ideal coaching client for you? Are you a linear thinker or an abstract thinker? Are you fast-paced or methodical? Are you a strategic planner or more intuitive? Are you logical or spiritually based, or both? You get the point. Now expand this out. You might very well be a representation of your ideal client. Later on, you will also determine your niche. This might be a specific target market or a specialty for your coaching, or both. In any case, choosing a niche will help you stand out in the crowd and distinguish yourself from other service providers. You don't have to know your niche now. Let that emerge later. That concludes Lesson 2. Take a look at your action challenges.